Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so if you are familiar with... God, I hope you're familiar with the podcast. Forgot to ask. I hope you...
Oh, was anybody... Did anybody come with no knowledge of the show? Why did you come?
And would anyone like to speak on behalf of those who've left?
Well, thank you for coming without any knowledge of the show. This next part won't make sense, but that's fine, I guess. So if you're familiar with the show, we do riddles on the show. Obviously, that is what we've just done. But on the Patreon, which is our bonus episode, sometimes we play games. And today we are going to play a game that is titled Small, Medium, or Large.
Los Angeles.
I'm open to feedback on the name.
Los Angeles.
This is one of JPC's chaos games, which is, I'm not really sure the origin of how these start. Like, you get struck by lightning and then tortured, and then you think of one of these games. What happens? How do you come up with these?
I'll never tell. But so the way that we play this game is I'm going to give you a prompt, and you simply have to tell me if you would like the small version, the medium version, or the large version of that thing.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Just trying to support your fucking ass, dude. I won't make the same mistake again.
It's on the floor now. No one can knock it. Okay, and these are all L.A. themed, I would say, except... I don't live here, and I don't know a lot of, it turns out, don't know a lot of L.A. stuff. So some of it is just small, medium, or large questions. So here we go. Your first one, avocado toast, small, medium, or large.
Am I paying for it?
This, by the way, this motherfucker's the most generous person I've ever met. Like... He'll, like, pick up checks for other people's dinners who he's not coming in any contact with.
Today, at the Rose Bowl flea market, I saw these glasses and I gasped and I thought they were so beautiful. They're just gorgeous glassware. They have, like, hand-painted unicorns and, like, flowers on them.
Lisa Frank?
No, they're not Lisa. I wish. My God. And then Adel bought them for me.
Well, he bought them and he smashed them in front of her.
To say, you'll never have this.
Yeah. He said, not on food stamps anymore, and I do whatever I want.
And you forgot, when I pick up other people's dinner, I order for them.
Yeah.
Crab.
You pick,
vegetarian crab.
You pick it up and smash it on the table. Nobody eats until daddy eats. Avocado toast, small, medium, or large?
I'm going to say large.
I'm going to say small.
I'm a large.
Aaron, does it help if it's gluten-free toast?
Yeah, it does help a little, but I just like, sometimes when I get avocado toast, like I'll have like 4 bites and I'll be like, there's a lot of avocado still on my plate.
I'll never say that ever about avocados.
I'll go like, this is going to, just like, it overwhelms me. So I'm going to change my answer to medium.
JPC, will you very quickly tell the audience a delicacy you found in LA this morning, speaking of toast?
Oh, yeah. We went to a little donut coffee shop this morning, and they had a ton of options on the menu. And then one of the options that my wife pointed out was something called ice cream toast. Is that something in LA?
I don't think so.
And it's not French toast. It's like wheat bread.
No, there was a picture of it, and it looked like a slice of toast with 3 scoops of ice cream on it.
Yeah.
And I am getting that for breakfast tomorrow. I will not leave here without ordering ice cream toast.
Yeah.
I imagine like I'll be like, ice cream toast, and they'll like dust off the cash register and be like, what do you mean? I'm like, ice cream toast, like the picture. And they're like, what picture? You fucking madman.
You're going to go back to that place and it's just going to be like computer wires not connected to anything. I don't know why they had that, but that's what shows you that something was a scam.
Like the stall in Gremlins.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like the game. It's my The Game. Yeah. Michael Douglas got pushed off a building and I went to an ice cream toast store. Spoiler alert for The Game. We've spoiled that on this show.
We talk a lot about The Game.
Not a great movie.
Maybe the most underrated movie of all time. Copland.
While we're here, small, medium, or large, ice cream toast. It is as described.
Medium.
Small.
Large enough to live in.
Who lives in an ice cream on top of toast? Janet Varney.
Wow, you guys were on that.
JPC, do you like French toast?
I do like French toast. I like pretty much any breakfast food.
Cool. Shotten, are you still here?
Yeah.
What was on that French toast that you tried the other week?
I think it was frosted mini wheat. Not Ooh. Frosted mini wheat, it's like Tony the Tiger's jam.
Ew, Tony the Tiger's jam. Don't say that.
You're not saying
here.
Tiger cum?
Not with these people.
Do you mean tiger cum?
Do you want French toast covered in Tony the Tiger's cum? Because I know a guy.
What's that float? Mr. Kool-Aid, what's that floating in you?
Oh, JPC. Oh,
he
no.
He was great.
No. How do I turn off all the lights in this building?
Oh, my God.
Okay, JPC.
Of course I would, yeah.
Yeah, it had cereal
on it. I feel like
it.
Janet's agent is going to come in here and sweep her off stage. And
like on, like,
No.
Peter Pan wires down from the ceiling.
Don't do the show.
But anyways, it's French toast with cereal on it. It looked amazing, and they were freaking out. It's in Atwater Village.
Yeah, I would large on that for sure. I would feel bad about it, but I would eat that whole thing.
Yeah.
I would. By the way, I would order that like in addition to my breakfast, because if I'm getting breakfast out, it's gonna be sweet and savory. I'm doing both.
That's what my family did. That was like their little appetizer was the French toast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or like a pancake to split. I'm a big fan of a pancake to split.
Oh yeah.
With myself.
I want to see a scene.
No. This can happen.
It's a solo scene.
She's broke the matrix.
Yeah, there you go.
A vampire is eating and splitting a pancake with himself.
Yes, my wife is coming. What do you mean? Why should I have to prove that? Oh, okay, yes.
I'm so sorry, sir, but legally I have to see the proof.
See.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.